Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined this weekend by Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs, getting us up to speed on the budget situation in Tuolumne County. A new budget must be approved for the fiscal year ahead of July 1st. And CAO Riggs, next thing I want to ask you about is public safety cuts. What type of things are being looked at in that realm with this new budget plan?
So as everyone knows, or I hope most people know, is that public safety has always been the number one priority for the Board of Supervisors. And that priority has remained, no matter who it is sitting on the board, it has remained a constant. So right now, our public safety has taken some reductions. Those reductions come in a couple of different ways. They come through layoffs, and they come through what we call when we freeze a position. What it means when we freeze a position is essentially it's not funded for the current year. Unfortunately, we have quite a few of those. If anyone watched, you know, bringing on the new jail, originally the sheriff was saying he would need 5 new deputies and 5 jail techs. And I didn't understand this until I went and toured the jail and got to see the way this facility is arranged. There's 2 different pods. That means 2 different stations that need to be ran. And then the booking where they come in is now different than when, because it's downstairs, and then the individual is taken upstairs once they are put into the housing unit. So with that being said, the sheriff came in, and he's been fantastic. He is looking at worries that he can reduce the costs as we will go into this year. We originally thought we would need about $1 million to open the new jail with staffing and some other, also the medical costs that are incurred. And instead, what he did is he came in with a new staffing plan. So he's worked with his jail deputies. The new staffing plan is we will not hire 5 new jail deputies this next fiscal year, and we'll only hire 3 of the jail techs. And so what that looks like is our jail deputies will continue. They started doing 12-hour shifts with the health emergency. They will continue doing 12-hour shifts all the way through this next fiscal year. That means we have 5 jail deputies that have been frozen. And then we have the clerks that have been frozen. But the other part that has happened is not just in purely law enforcement. So the sheriff has also lost a community service officer, and he's doing a kind of a reorg as well. So he's reclassifying some other individuals or classifications. He also is losing a jail sergeant. So he's made some big differences there. The other place that we're seeing some changes is in probation. We have a new chief probation officer, Dan Hawks. He has elected to not fill his assistant chief probation officer for fiscal year 2021. That will create quite a bit more work for him. There's a lot of oversight and a lot of programs that they do with the courts. The other one is our district attorney. She has a DA investigator that she has that we are eliminating. And just to make it clear, all of these positions are needed. They are all understaffed, so they will all feel the impact of this. And then in public defender, he has 2 legal assistants, and both of those are being eliminated. Those are 2 half-time. So that is when we talk about how are they being impacted. They will all do their best to maintain services as much as they can with where they are. But as we move into this next year, you know, we'll have to look at how do we modify hours and other things that they do with reduced staffing.
With the sheriff's office changes, does that take into effect that the jail's likely opening around October or sometime in the fall?
Yes. So again, we're not hiring. The only other staff that we're hiring for the jail is the jail techs. And yes, those will not be hired till later in the year because we don't expect to open till October.
Besides public safety, are there other departments that are going through different types of reorganizations as well?
There are. Actually, all of our elected department heads have done some type of reorganization. So our auditor controller, she's eliminating a position. Our assessor recorder, he also is doing a reorganization. One of his assistant recorder is retiring. Rather than doing another assistant department head, he has downgraded that to a supervisor or a manager. So there's a downgrade there. The tax collector also did one this year. And he had a Office of Revenue and Recovery manager that he has downgraded that position to a supervisor. District attorney did one prior, and I think I hit on all of them. And then we already talked about what the sheriff is doing. So that's all 5 there. The other places that we have is our ag commissioner also is doing a reorganization. She is eliminating a deputy ag commissioner and putting in a supervisor instead. I'm looking at my list here. Public works is also doing a reorganization, and their department over there. So she had a engineering manager. She's actually eliminating the engineering manager and then creating two supervisors, which she'll be able to separate that work within. So some will do all the road work and capital, and someone else will do other portions of their department. And then Health and Human Services is being affected in a big way. They have, all of them have some positions that are being frozen, and it's significant for them. I think we're talking about anywhere from 8 to 10 positions between behavior health, public health, and social services. And the reason is realignment for those departments, which is based on sales tax for the state. We don't know what that will be, and we're being told it can be reduced in a significant way. So they are freezing some positions. They've eliminated a few positions. And in the event that the realignment revenue comes in at a higher level, by freezing those positions, they can easily be brought back into this system as long as they have the funding to pay for them.
And then road funding. Everybody wants to know when the road's going to be fixed in front of their house. Can you explain a little bit about the road funding, if you expect any big changes, and how that differs from the general fund discussions?
Yeah, so the Public Works, or our road fund, is a separate fund from the general fund. And that means when we have separate funds, the money that comes into a separate fund is dedicated and designated only for those specific services, and road is one of those. The road funding is also based on sales tax at the state. So we had what's called highway user tax, and there's about 4 different funding levels through different years where they did their allocations. And then there's the SB1 tax that all of us as taxpayers voted on, and it did pass. Unfortunately, what we've seen is already this fiscal year for these last few months is a 40% reduction in those revenues that come into the county, and we've been told to expect that same level of reduction into next fiscal year. So that's why we're seeing where we have some road workers that are, those positions are vacant, they're being frozen. There's a few other, there's someone in fleet, so she has a few positions that she's looking at holding because We just don't know what's going to continue to happen with our road funds, and we don't know if the governor will have a way to backfill and help support counties so that we can continue with our road projects.
Back to the issue of employees and staffing, is there a current number when it comes to how many layoffs or furloughs that the county is looking at this point?
You know, I don't have the exact number in front of me. I do remember that I had said during the presentation between layoffs, furloughs, and frozen positions, it was a total of 45 positions, and that's a lot. You know, we had about 640 employees, and, you know, as we continue now working, what just came up yesterday with us about $1 million, we could see that number change. We're hoping it doesn't. We'll continue working the problem, but, you know, 45 to 60 employees, 60 would get us about 10% of our workforce, and there's no way that you can have that number of positions being affected and have it not have an effect on our ability to provide services to our community.
Sounds like any way you look at it, it's going to be a challenging year or 2 years ahead for county government and the staff.
For sure, for sure.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with CAO Tracy Riggs on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We'll come back with our final segment in just a minute.